Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. And every month he joins us for the Culture Corner and connects the dots for us across all different genres of music. How you doing, John?
Hey, what's up, Raina?
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Today, you're going to take us back to the early days of a group many World Cafe listeners probably know, at least from this huge hit from 2003. That is Heya from OutKast. It was a song that was impossible to escape in the early 2000s. But John, OutKast was making breakthroughs long before Hey Ya. So tell us where we're going today.
Yeah, absolutely. This month actually marks the 25th anniversary of OutKast's 1996 album, AT Aliens. And OutKast, obviously, Big Boy and Andre 3000 from Atlanta. And this album is really, for me, when we first started to get a real glimpse into the artistic potential of OutKast. You know, later they would go on to be really like one of the most celebrated acts in hip hop history. And AT Aliens wasn't their first record, but it was the one where, to me, they really started to break through creatively.
Okay, well, we're going to start at the very beginning of the album with the album intro. Why are we starting at the beginning? Why did you want to play this first?
This song, the intro to AT Aliens, is called You May Die. And off top, it's a beautiful piece of music. But also, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the record. It's dark, really rich, like emotive music. It's a primarily like vocal piece. I believe Trina Powell is singing lead on it. And it's such a bold choice to lead this, you know, hip hop record with this dramatic, almost like operatic gospel tune.
And so to clarify, starting an album like this at the time, a rap album would have been pretty unusual.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, usually around the time like 90s rap records, it's like a skit, people, you know, talking, or you come right in with like a heavy banging song or whatever. But they really mellowed it out, but also dug into like a deeper kind of like emotional core. And it really sets the tone for the rest of the record.
Okay, well, here it is. It's You May Die from OutKast.
Nada novo onde eu sou, tudo novo onde nós new. Vida é uma continuação. Nos nur ecta nossa vida. Amen.
You can be sure. Some go low to get high. You may hurt till you cry. You may die.
You may die opens OutKast's 1996 album, AT Aliens. And today on the Culture Corner on World Cafe, John Morrison is talking about the significance of that album as it turns 25 years old. I'm Raina Duras. It was a breakthrough album, but it wasn't their first album. Their first album came out in 1994, and I want to try to say the name of it. It's all one word. Souther Playalistic Idyllic Music. Did I do it?
You did not.
Okay.
It's actually Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even see the word Cadillac in there. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, so they put that out. What was the deal with their first album? What was the reaction to it?
The first album, I would say, was well received. It sold well for a new act, especially a new act at that time coming out of Atlanta. And critically, the record did well. You know, it just, I don't know, the AT Aliens from Southern Playalistic is really a leap artistically. But, you know, Southern Playalistic is a classic in its own right. It's just that they really stepped it up with the second record.
Could we maybe compare the two? Is there a song from Southern Playalistic that it kind of gets to what they were doing on that record that we could compare it to a song on this album.
Yeah, I would definitely say the title track, you know, the title track.
Say it again. Yeah. You get to say it this time.
Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music.
When Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music has been laid, I may wait for all the air, yeah, they be rolling like that today, ho. So back up off and get up on it if they want the child. Taking for hoes and snitches with my thing on players' balls, yeah. So now I step, rather walk with that pimp, lift my mind. In East Point with that Charlie Park pimp smoke down. It's how I wanna end it on this track. So I pass it to my partner and step back up in my Cadillac.
Step up in my shoes, you groove, sitting on truth. Involved mother hoes only when we roll the truth. Atlanta's got me blue. The sun is beaming, it's seeming that I'm glistening. Rather gleaming, 2020 got me leaning to the side, full of pride. Now ain't that something? I'm dipping into your hood. This ain't real, but I'm bumping, bumping out the road, just dungeon. If y'all missed it, big kill, getting my PA outcast. Something for your list.
There it is. Okay, so that's from Outkast's debut album, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. I got it. Today, we are talking about their second album, their sort of breakthrough album, ATLians. So why was ATLians the one that broke through, do you think?
You know, I don't know. I've been around music for my entire life. I still don't know why certain records or certain acts sell and other people don't. But I know that musically, ATLians was different from their first record. And the production from Organized Noise was richer. It was more complex. The lyrics from Andre and Big Boy were a lot more introspective. You could really tell that the group had matured a lot between albums, and they became more of themselves with this record, or at least more of who they would become in the future.
And so the song we're going to hear next is Elevators, Me and You. Is this an example in your mind of that kind of change?
Yeah, absolutely. Elevators, outside of being just like a classic tune that everybody who knows it loves this song. It's a beautiful, dark record, and they really get at this introspective tone with the lyrics to the song. Like, Andre lays out this vivid narrative of him and Big Boy when they were just starting out and broke, trying to come up in the rap game. Andre has one of the great opening verses in rap history on this song. It's really just it's a classic, but you get the sense that they had matured a lot as writers and as MCs and Elevators. You hear it all throughout ATLians, but Elevators is like you can feel that maturity in one song and in one good shot.
This is Elevators, Me and You, Outkast on World Cafe.
One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago, on Headland and the Low, what's the starter? Something good, where me and my drove the martyr through the hood, just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling, watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling. I'm instrumental, had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 lot on your head at 2 Decatur, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light off in that spot, knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall club. Must stop like freeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's, and that's
a
no-no.
A 1-2, dope. Then the Cadillac, they call us. Went from Plagueis Ball to Boss, putting the stop up on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Say mother, that plaguing. They paying. We staying, legging vocals. Locales done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry. Outcast, yeah, them they making big noise. Over a million sold to this day. Take it like the 96. Gonna be that year that out. Y'all Plagueis haters can bite me.
Around this, you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles, coming out slamming Cadillac doors.
On World Cafe, that was Elevators, Me and You from Outkast. Today, World Cafe correspondent John Morrison is joining me, Raina Duras, and diving deep into the album that song is from, Outkast's 1996 album, ATLians. In 1996, what was the rap landscape like in America?
Yeah, there was definitely a real stigma against rap music coming from the southern states. You know, hip hop culture as we know it was born in New York, in the Bronx. Hip hop at that time still was the epicenter of hip hop. It was the creative and commercial engine behind rap music as an industry and hip hop culture itself. And the assumption at the time was that the best rap music had always come from New York. And I think a lot of folks thought that that would always be the case. And Outkast challenged that creatively and commercially.
So how did rappers in like an epicenter like New York react to artists like Outkast coming from Atlanta?
It was rappers. It was also a large portion of the hip hop community in general on the East Coast, you know, had a serious bias towards the South. And there's a famous story that kind of illustrates this bias and how Outkast pushed against it. The year before ATLNs came out, Outkast actually won an award. They won Best New Artist at the 1995 Source Awards. It was hosted at Madison Square Garden. So they announced the award. Outkast and their whole crew, the Goody Mob, they go up and they accept the award, and the crowd is just like booing them, right? And Andre famously and like defiantly got on the mic and he told the crowd, like, yo, you know, the South got something to say, you know. And then you fast forward 25 years and the South, particularly Atlanta, has enjoyed, you know, many years of being the new creative, new in quotes, creative and commercial center of rap music itself.
Yeah, like I know hip hop rivalries have always kind of been a thing with between cities, but it is hard to imagine people booing Outkast. Like, right. It just seems so like a surreal picture. So could you maybe elaborate on that a bit? What is Atlanta's place in rap and hip hop now?
Yeah, I think that with the internet and with social media, there's less of a focus on like specific physical locations and scenes in music. But if there's one city that you could say is like the creative and commercial epicenter of rap music, it would be Atlanta. And it's been that way since the early 2000s. A lot of the biggest acts in rap music have come out of Atlanta. And even beyond that, a lot of folks who have come from other places in the world, you know, they recruit producers from Atlanta or engineers even from Atlanta, or they spend time working records in the city. It's really become one of those places that you have to hit or that you have to have some kind of like relationship with, especially in mainstream hip hop. You can't skip over Atlanta.
It's kind of like if you're an Americana or country artist, you go to Nashville.
Yeah.
It's kind of the place. Mm-hmm. What is unique about the sound that comes out of Atlanta? Is there an Atlanta sound?
Yeah, definitely. I would say, you know, trap music comes out of Atlanta. And in the case of, you know, artists like Outkast, they really infused like this, the feeling of like Southern soul. You can hear the blues in their music a lot, you know what I mean? And so it really, Atlanta has been really good. Atlanta hip hop specifically has been really good in maintaining this connection or this like continuum between rap music and contemporary black music with like this older, you know, more traditional strains of black music. That to me is when I hear Atlanta, I hear, you know, kind of like the history of black music in America, but stretched out along this continuum.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to hear the title track from ATLNs now. What do you want to say about this before we hear it?
I love this song. It's really, you know, that's the reason why we do any of this. I love all of this music. But yeah, ATLNs, the title track, it's up-tempo, but it's also spacey. And it really, rhyme-wise, like it displays like the chemistry between Big Boi and Andre. They got together as teenagers. When they recorded this, they were making their, you know, second album. They had already done, you know, the touring and the hours of studio time. And you can feel a refinement in their chemistry as MCs playing off of each other, but you can also hear them stepping into like a greater degree of sophistication and wit with their lyrics. It's a fun song. The chorus is like blatantly Southern. It feels good.
All right, well, enjoy this. It is ATLians, Outkast.
Well, it's the M-I cricket letter, ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking about bend corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve, and now you're about to see the Southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your time box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sax, B-I-G-B-O-I is that same mother to them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now hold your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now hold your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
ATLians, that's from Outkast's, the title track of their 1996 album. That album turns 25 this month. And John Morrison, our World Cafe correspondent, here talking about its significance. And let's wrap it up by talking about the legacy. What is the legacy of ATLians?
Yeah, ATLians, it's a significant record unto itself for a lot of reasons, but especially when you consider the competition. You know, around that time, this album came out the same year that Nas put out his sophomore album, It Was Written, classic record. De La Soul put out their album, Stakes Is High. Jay-Z's first album, Reasonable Doubt, came out around this time. You know, 1996 is arguably the greatest year for these kind of like big ticket classic rap albums. And ATLians was not only like a hit commercially, but it stood out because it's really a remarkable artistic achievement. It predicted where rap would go, and it really gave space for Southern folks' voices. It in a way put Atlanta on the map, so to speak, in regards to rap music. You know, like a lot of the music that we talk about, you can hear a lot of the influence. We spoke about, you know, George Clinton and Afrofuturism last month. You can hear a lot of that in ATLians. It was futuristic for its time, and it inspires a lot of music now.
See, this is why we invite you on to connect all these dots for us. Thank you for walking us through ATLians by Outkast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Raina.
That was World Cafe correspondent John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.